We're going to start, though, with this.
Control skills. Give it inside. Look for Darren Moynan. And Darrell give it back to Paddy. Paddy inside the 45. Needle pass inside. You look over brother. Whoa. David. Oh, is this a goal? Oh. Paddy to David. David scores. A brilliant. We said it was going to happen, Ambrose. They just look for each other. And we mentioned it to Mom once more. Well, she'd be proud of that. We're all proud of it. What a finish. What vision by Paddy. David had only one thing to do. Beat the defender. Put it into the back of the net. That takes Kerry to 3 goals and 8. Clear 5 points, Ambrose. Oh,
telepath by the Clifford brothers there. Fantastic score. Brilliant finish by Dave.
There you go. That is our commentary team in Gaelic grounds in Limerick yesterday. It's Tim Moynihan and Ambrose O'Donovan commentating on that brilliant goal made by Paddy and scored by David. David Clifford scoring 2-6 as Kerry cruise past Clare to win their 84th Munster senior title and get into the All-Ireland series, which will start in 2 weeks' time with a very tough game against Mayo in Kerry. But before we get to that, we'll talk about yesterday. And with me on the line is Tim Moynihan, who was commentating on a number of Kerry matches over the weekend. Tim, good morning to you. It was a look, it was a very difficult day for the Clifford family. A remarkable decision made to play the game yesterday, what probably their mother would have wanted. But some performance by them and this Kerry team in this Munster final.
Yeah, good morning, Gerry, and of course we offer our sympathies out to the Clifford family and the O'Shea family of Ballymac this morning. Yeah, it look when the news broke on Saturday, of Dave and Paddy's mom passing, everyone kind of related to the game then, will the boys play and what have you. And look, this family, you know, and I've been involved in Gaelic football a long time, Gerry, they're one of the most respected family, and not just because David and Paddy have come on the scene, but for years Dermot is involved in refereeing and the administration side with FOSS and the O'Shea family as well. They're just steeped in Gaelic football for a start, and the late Ellen took great pride in, you know, what the boys did and what the boys have achieved over the last couple of years. And I'm sure they chatted about this, and if anything was to happen her during a weekend of a game, that she wanted them out there representing the family, represented Kerry. And that was tough yesterday, Jory, you know, looking at David going up for the cup. He didn't want to make any speech. It wasn't any victory celebrations. It wasn't the time to that. But I must compliment Jory, everyone down, including our own, I suppose, backroom team in Kerry. At the start of the game, we saw where the subs lined up along the whitewash, as we call it, the sideline, with the backroom team. And it was like a guard of honour for Paddy and David, the respect. And I suppose what will take David, Paddy and Dermot and their sister through this and the extended family is the GA community. Like, it's, there's such a bond in this football team at the moment. And it showed it when they went inside the white lines yesterday. There were like men possessed. They wanted to put on a marker. They wanted to put it clear away earlier. And the style of football that Kerry played, it was absolutely a joy to watch at the expense of Clare. But I think no matter what Kerry team or what team came up against Kerry yesterday, I think that execution would be there. Like I say, they're all great friends. The likes of Darren Moynihan grew up with the Cliffords. You know, there's so many connections on that team playing in St. Brendan's, Killarney, and likewise coming up along at minor level. And they just worked so hard for each other yesterday.
Yeah, they certainly did. And the entire team looked very sharp yesterday. Obviously, it's warm weather training camp in Portugal has paid off. And I suppose it's all about, I suppose, being ready for this time of year and the new format that they'll be entering into.
Absolutely, Gerry. You just mentioned, you know, being away in Portugal and, you know, we call it hot weather, warm weather training. And I think Kerry's 11 and, you know, right going through the league, Jack was saying, look, a lot of teams are ahead of us training-wise because they were part of celebrations. There were players involved with their clubs, so they came back late. Now all that hard graft training is done. Now it's ball work. And the sharpness, you know, there was no one losing possession. The execution of the foot pass, you know, everything fell for them. And, you know, hitting fire. 5 goals in a championship game, that's not something to be dismissed, but I think it's the manner in which they did it. You know, everyone was commanding in every position yesterday, and they played for one another. And I tell you, look, it's not about getting carried away with this team, but look, they've put on a marker yesterday. We have Sam Maguire. We want to hold on to it, and what a build-up will be for this game now against Mayo and Killarney in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, and we'll find out more details on exactly when it's on, perhaps maybe on the Saturday night. But look, from there, Tony Brosnan made impact yesterday as well. There's fierce competition to get into that full forward line, to get an E spot on the team. The players that came on were trying their best to make an impression in the game as well. You've Stephen O'Brien and Brian O'Bogliac, who were on the bench yesterday starting. So it's going to be pretty competitive in training for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, look at Dylan Casey yesterday at cornerback, the Austin Staxman. He was absolutely outstanding, and he brings something. He's just been unfortunate with injury over the last couple of years, of course, captain of that winning team with Austin Stax. He's a young man putting down a marker, and that's what the luxury Jack has at the moment, Jerry. If a player goes out injured or loses form, there's somebody coming in over his shoulder trying to take the place. And you look at Dylan yesterday, it'll be very hard for him to lose his place for the Mayo game, and that's what you want in a panel. But they're all buying into the same thing, and I've heard from someone recently that, like, you look at Shane Murphy, one of the best keepers in the country. You've Shane Ryan in goals for Kerry. The two of those guys are supposed to be best friends. They're great pals. Now, if it was somebody else, they'd be saying, "I'm going to take your place." That's edges on that team, but they're also there to support each other, and that's a manager's dream, Jerry. Like to have that bond, and that bond was never more evident yesterday than for the Cliffords, you know. Yeah. And but they have it, and you know, right around. And that was the feeling yesterday. And one thing I must relate to this as well, I met quite a few supporters yesterday coming out of them. There's people that cried yesterday when they saw Paddy and David on the pitch. They just felt so sorry. Not that they had to be there, but purely for men so young and to lose their mom. And I suppose it puts things in perspective in the sense that there's a lot bigger than football, but it also puts things in perspective. You know, the GAs, it's community, it's every parish in Ireland, and they just row in together. And when you're in trouble, Jerry, you do need people around you. And these are troubled times as far as the Cliffords are concerned. It's heartbreaking to lose their mom, Ellen.
Yeah, certainly is. Tim, just separately to that, we had the Kerry under-20s in the All-Ireland semi-final in Galway on Saturday, beaten out by Sligo in the end. Close, competitive, tough game. Was there a period in the second half that Kerry kind of left it after them to a certain extent with some of the misses that they had, or was it just this was always going to be a tough game and Sligo came out on top?
Look, it was always going to be a tough game in the sense, look, they took the scalp of Roscommon, Mayo, Galway in the final, played all away games, and, you know, they have this inner belief. And I was speaking to guys after the game that involved, indirectly with Sligo, and they were saying they're kind of a team that goes out and they don't give anyone respect in the sense that, look, we're Sligo, we're as good as anyone. So they're buying into that side. I saw a photo up on Twitter of that. They call themselves big dogs, the dog inside in the dressing room with them. But I said, there's some, you know, there's like a free spirit of a team playing. You speak about Kerry, that third quarter, Jerry, we had quite a few misses and we paid the price for that. But, you know, that first half, I thought that's where we lost the game, because, you know, you let a Kerry team play football, they'll annihilate you. They played between the 2:45s and brought Kerry players into a cluster and made it very difficult for Kerry for any free-flowing football. And at times, you know, William Shine inside the edge of square, he was surrounded by 2-3 players, and you'd wonder maybe if we pressed up a lot higher and left, forwards up in that full forward line that we probably have got. But look, it's very easy in hindsight to say the game has changed.
Yeah.
But there's an energy about this team, and the difficult look, and he gave an interview after with myself and Tomás O'Shea, but like, it's a bit of a farce, the competition as well, that you're preparing all year, one game you're gone out of it, and it's such a tight 4 or 5 weeks, you know, and you're missing players, and that was
very
no excuse
window.
By Tomás, but this competition needs more respect, and you know, there's a lot of pre-season competition. You'd wonder, we have to change this around to give that, because that's a very important age group, Jerry, you know, that under 20.
Yeah, it definitely is. Look, the minors getting underway as well this week against Cork in Parkhaquip. So the games are coming thick and fast at the moment, but it's now, I suppose, Tim, finally all about Kerry resting and recuperating, getting ready for what is really, it's kind of like a baptism of fire in the round robin for the All-Ireland Series, facing a team like Mayo, even though it is home, first up in 2 weeks.
Yeah, look, you say it was every game, even though it isn't a knockout, you're not out of the competition. But look, Mayo will be coming, and Mayo, you'd wonder how has it worked for them over the last number of weeks, Jerry. Look, 6 week break, they needed, maybe a lot of teams said, look, maybe if we don't go through the provincial way, being runners up or winners, maybe we've time to refocus. And, you know, they will be at the business end as well, Mayo. So they'll come with belief to Killarney. You saw what they did to us in the league, but Kerry now are at a level, they're a championship mode. 2 weeks later, Jerry, we'll be going to Cork. And say what you like about Cork, and they've been, unfortunately, a lot of people say maybe their form is poor. This is a danger. That's a banana skin going to Cork, and Jack alluded to this yesterday. So every game is huge, Jerry. And the most important thing is, if you do win your group, Jerry, you have a home quarter final. You know, you'll have one of the big boys coming to, hopefully, to Kerry again, if we do happen. So this is serious stuff now. And, you know, think about it, Jerry. We're in almost into the middle of May. The championship is over at the end of July. So it's serious stuff over the next, 12, 13 weekends. It's between hurling and football. It's absolutely crazy. But isn't it great to be from Kerry, Jerry?
Yep, it certainly is. If they're going as well as they are, that's for sure. Tim, listen, we're going to leave it there. And thanks a million for talking to us in the programme this morning. That's Tim Moynihan there with us talking about the weekend's footballing action. The Kerry ladies battled out a very tough game, a draw against Cork in the round robin of their Munster championship as well. So there'll be lots of coverage of that. The Kerry hurlers are out to Offaly, but a crucial game for them next Saturday in Tralee against Laois in the Joe McDonagh. That will be covered live on Radio Kerry, and all of this will be covered as well. Great All-Ireland Camogie win as well for Kerry at the weekend. That'll all be covered tonight on Terrace Talk with Donal Barry at 6. It'll be a packed show looking at the frenetic weekend of action in hurling, camogie and football, ladies and men. So make sure to tune in for that this evening from 6 o'clock. I just wanted to reference as well, and Jack O'Connor spoke movingly about the Cliffords yesterday. Spoke very well, I thought. He said his own mother passed away 20 years ago. He still misses her deeply and saluted their coverage. And our thoughts are with the Clifford No'Shea families this morning from Radio Kerry. Our condolences to them. Listener gets in touch and says, Jerry, can I just mention about someone who appeared to be a steward of some type at the game yesterday, caught on TV trying to pull David Clifford in for a selfie. It was disgraceful. Thankfully, there was a member of a background team there to hit away the phone from him. He should be ashamed. I saw that. It seemed to be just a clueless move on behalf of the fellow. He was in a high-vis vest and tried to get a selfie as David Clifford was looking to walk off the field. God knows, thinking about his mother in his head and trying to organise his thoughts. It was a strange one.